This is Kid in a Cage.
Florida versus Timothy Ferriter.
A father accused of locking his adopted son inside a cage. Join us as we hear the facts behind these charges
through live courtroom audio from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
All right, everyone may be seated. All right, so first order of business is we do have the testimony of Fiona Ferriter queued up that was held on October 3rd. Her testimony was over 2 days. Once you hear the October 3rd testimony, it'll take about another 10 minutes for the recording room to queue up October 4th, and then I'll bring you back out here for the remaining part of that. The other thing is I don't want to know anything about your deliberations or discussions at this point, but what I need to tell you is the verdict form you have in there needs to be destroyed. I need to send back another verdict form that is the proper verdict form for this case. So when I send that back, destroy the other one, throw it in the trash, or give it to my bailiff, and he can make sure that no one views it if you've written on it or anything. I don't want to know. But I am sending you back with a corrected verdict form. So you'll complete that as, in your collective unanimous determination, you need to complete it. But at this point, I don't know anything about the discussions and deliberations. I'm just simply informing you that a corrected verdict form is going to be sent back to the jury room, and that'll be as soon as you go back. Okay, so we're at the point where I'm going to go ahead and instruct recording to begin the replay of the testimony of Fiona Ferriter. The first part is about 30 minutes, I'm told, and then the second part is about an hour, so it's about an hour and a half of testimony. All right, Madam Clerk, you can go ahead and begin with the replay. And I can't vouch up front for the audio quality. We've been trying to work through that and making sure we're getting a recording from 10G, but it's the best that we are told that they can do through recording at this point. So you may proceed, Dana. And are you getting feedback?
Hopefully you're ready to call your next witness.
Yes, Your Honor.
This
time
the
speaker will call
Fiona
Ferriter.
Okay. I this time
I'm
going to have the
clerk
report to 10G. If you could go ahead and administer the oath to Ms. Ferriter.
Increase the volume, but it runs the risk of feedback. So if I close
the door,
can you
please
tell us how old you are?
I'm
17. And what grade are you currently in? 12. Now, tell us a little bit about
Ms. Goldberg. Ms. Goldberg, I have not heard her last few answers. Let's do a mic test on her.
Tim and Tracy. And tell us about your siblings. What
Vernon and Noah and Pierce.
Who is the oldest sibling in your family?
I am the oldest.
Who's second?
That would be Vernon.
Yeah, I think you were telling us about the makeup of your family in December of 2022. I asked you, you said you lived with your two parents. What were their names?
Timothy and Chrissy.
And you said that you live with three siblings. Tell me the three siblings' names.
Ronan, Nola, and Pierce.
And you said that you were the oldest sibling. What's the next sibling in the age order?
That would be Ronan.
And then who comes next?
Nola.
And then who's the last?
Pierce.
How close in age are you to Ronan, approximately?
2 years.
Okay, so you're 2 years older?
Roughly.
Okay, so you're 17 now, almost 18?
Correct.
And so he's about 15, just turning 16 approximately?
16, yes.
Yeah, he just turned 16?
Yes.
And how far away is between Ronan and Nola in age? If you don't know, that's okay.
I'm not entirely sure.
Are you guys kind of relatively close in age?
Yeah, we're all relatively close.
Within a year or two of each other?
Correct.
Were you close in grades in school?
Correct, yes.
And how about Pierce? Is he close in age?
No.
Okay, how old is Pierce now, approximately?
I want to guess 4.
Okay, so he's kind of, through much of this, was a smaller baby or a toddler?
Yes.
Okay, while you and your sister Nola and Ronan were much closer in age?
Yes, we were.
Were you originally born in the United States?
No.
Where were you born?
I was born in China.
Okay. How did you end up coming to the United States?
I was adopted.
Okay. And who were you adopted by?
Tim and Tracy.
Do you know how old you were when you were adopted?
No.
Were you a baby or a toddler?
I could walk, sort of. So maybe in between.
Okay. So a little though.
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you know whether or not your brother Ronan was born in the United States?
Yeah, no, he wasn't born in the United States.
Do you know where he was born?
Vietnam.
Was he also adopted?
Yes.
What about Nola? Was she adopted?
No.
And Pierce, was he adopted?
No.
Now, you said that in January in 2022, everyone lived together. And where did you live? What city did you live in?
He lived in Jupiter.
Now, growing up in the time that you were living in Jupiter, maybe one before, who was kind of the rule maker for your parents?
Timothy, my dad.
Was Tracy involved in enforcing the rules or making the rules?
She helped support the rules.
Okay. But who was the one that dictated what the rules and what you had to follow?
Tim.
If you had a dispute or disagreement about a rule or whether or not it was fair, is that something that you could talk about with Tim?
Not exactly.
Okay. And why is that?
Because he would reason us out of it, or I just wouldn't be able to say anything.
Was he the disciplinarian in the house?
Yes.
Now, I want to talk about, you said in January of 2022, you guys lived in Florida. When did you come to Florida?
We moved roughly in December. I'm sorry, the years are a little confusing.
So I think we said January 2022 was when you were with your family, when you guys lived together as a family.
Correct.
Did you move that December right before?
Yeah, December previously.
Okay, so that would have been December of 2021?
Correct.
So the time frame that we're talking about, is that like 5 or 6 weeks?
Roughly.
That you lived in that house in Jupiter?
Yes.
Okay. And you moved to Florida. Where did you move from?
We moved from Arizona.
How long had you been in Arizona at that point?
Approximately 5 years.
Prior to Arizona, where did you live?
Florida.
So this was your second time coming back to Jupiter or Florida?
Yes, within that time frame.
When you lived in Florida before, was that like elementary school age, much younger?
Yes, up until 5th grade.
Now, when you moved back to Jupiter, what neighborhood did you move into?
When we moved back?
Yeah, in?
Egret Landing.
What type of house was that?
It was a small one-story house.
Okay, six single family home?
Correct.
Okay. How many bedrooms did it have?
Three.
Who had the bedrooms?
So the master bedroom were Tim and Tracy. Nola and I had each had our own bedroom. And then, yeah, I guess if you want to count the one in the garage as a bedroom, then that's where, Pierce had his bedroom in the office. They made that into his own room.
Okay, and you said that there was, if I wanted to count something in the garage, what do you mean by that? What was in the garage?
They had a room built for Roman.
Who had it built?
My parents.
Okay, so Tim and Tracy had that room specifically built into the garage?
Correct.
Okay. Is that room already there by the time you moved?
I don't remember.
But was it there shortly thereafter?
I saw it, at least.
And when we say that it's in the garage, was everyone else's room in the main house?
Correct, yes.
And Ronan was the only one that had to stay in the garage?
Yes.
Now, I wanted to show you what has already been marked as evidence and shown to the jury. There's some pictures of your home.
Okay.
And so I want to see if you recognize any of them. You mentioned that you had a bedroom. I'm showing you what's been pre-marked as evidence as state 7A and F. Just take a look at it and tell me if you recognize whose room that is.
Yeah, that's my room.
Okay. And now I'm gonna show you what's been marked as evidence as states 5A through D. It's another bedroom at all.
So
what bedroom is that?
That would be Nola's.
And then I'm going to show you what's been marked as evidence as states 4A through D. You might even flip for the ones that close up. It's fine to do that.
Yep.
Do you recognize what room that is?
Yeah, so this one's Pierce's room.
And we see some mattresses on the floor there. Is that how it was when you lived there? Were there mattresses on the floor in Pierce's room, or was there just a crib in there?
There was a lot of things in there. I can't remember specifically.
Is that a place where, like, Roman slept?
No.
Okay, so just Pierce slept in there by himself?
Yes.
Okay. Now I'm going to show you what's been marked as evidence of state 6. Tell me what that shows.
The bathroom.
And I'm going to show you what's been marked as evidence of state 9. What does that show?
That's the garage.
And in state 9, you said that there was a structure built that your parents specifically built in the garage. Can you see it in that picture?
Yes, it's behind the racks.
Okay. And is that white building?
Yes.
Okay. Let's talk about that white structure that's in the garage.
Yeah, that little white box in there.
Let's talk about it. Did that have any windows?
No.
Did it have a lock from the outside?
Yes.
Did it have any access from in the garage to a bathroom?
No.
Okay. And did it have lights inside of it?
I can't remember.
Now, is that the room that Ronan slept in?
Yes.
Is that room, other than just sleeping times, did he spend time or was he put in that room?
Yes.
Okay. Was Ronan allowed to be in the house by himself?
No.
Was he allowed to walk freely through the house?
No.
Was he allowed to do something like watch TV in the living room?
Not alone.
Were you allowed to do that?
Yes.
Was your sister Nola allowed to do that?
Yes.
What about snacks? Was there food freely available to Ronan in the kitchen?
No.
Would he be allowed to go and take a snack out of the fridge?
No.
What about get a drink of water if he was thirsty? Is that something he would be allowed to do?
He could get maybe water if someone watched him.
Only if someone watched him?
Yes.
And only if he's out of the room?
Yes.
Were you allowed to take a snack if you were hungry?
Yes.
Was your sister, Nola, allowed to get a snack if you were hungry?
Yes.
Were there times that you would receive special treats, desserts or snacks?
Correct, yeah.
What would happen in those instances? Would they be shared with all of your siblings?
There were usually rewards, and usually Nola and I would receive them. It wasn't often that time would also receive them.
Right. Are there some times that once in a while he would receive a reward?
Very rarely.
But were there times where you and Nola were getting a was not included.
Yes.
Having special teams. Are there times through the, you know, in this household growing up, were you someone who was observant of how your parents treated your other siblings?
Yes.
Did you watch and listen to things that were happening?
Yes.
Throughout your childhood?
I did.
Are you an observant person?
I would consider myself to be.
Did you ever see Ty or Ronan get punished?
Yes.
Was the type of punishment that Ty or Ronan got the same type of punishment that you or Nola would get for the same type of conduct?
No.
How was it different?
It was either more extreme or something completely different than what we would receive.
Were you ever locked in your room or prevented from leaving?
No.
Did you ever have to go to the bathroom only in a bucket?
No.
Were you ever required to be alone in your room in the dark?
No.
Were you and Nola allowed to have phones?
Yes.
Were you allowed to play games on your devices?
Yes.
Was Kai allowed to play games?
No. Not unsupervised.
Was he allowed to have a device?
No.
Now, you said that you saw Ty through your time in Florida or Ronan get punished. Did you ever see him get punished for little things?
Yes.
Like what?
For me, it'd be just not answering questions. Maybe he plays a little too rough with one of us, or he talks back.
When you say he wasn't answering questions, what do you mean?
Let's say he did something wrong and they asked him about it. He wouldn't say anything. He just wouldn't answer them.
And then what would be the response to that?
If he didn't answer them to a certain point, he'd be sent to his room. Or if he did answer, he'd still be sent to his room.
And when he's sent to his room, is he then allowed to leave?
No.
Is he locked in there?
Yes, he did leave. I don't know if he was locked all the time, but I know he wasn't allowed to leave.
Did you see both Tim and Tracy force him into the room? Make him go into the room?
I've heard both of them tell him to go to his room.
And did you see both Tim and Tracy involved in the punishment and discipline?
Can you be more specific?
Well, there's some things that one person did or the other person did, but were they both?
They were both involved with the punishment.
Now, over time, growing up with your brother, did you notice him become less communicative?
Yes, he shut down.
Okay. Did you notice him over time, especially toward the end, become more withdrawn?
Yes.
Did he smile less?
Yes, definitely.
And that's something you noticed kind of as his sibling?
Yes.
Now, I want to talk about specifically right now the time in Florida. What was your observation about kind of how often he was in the room?
How often he was in the room?
Yeah, did you see him around the house very often?
Not inside the house.
No.
More so outside.
Okay, tell me about that. What would he be doing outside?
Yard work, moving the outdoor furniture.
So when he's outside, is it like that he has the opportunity to freely play?
No, it's not. It's not for entertainment.
Okay. What kind of yard work is he doing?
At the time we were moving in, so it was mostly moving supplies outside the house.
Okay. Was there some yard work or landscaping involving shelves that he was required to do?
Yes.
Okay. Is that something that you were required to do?
No.
And did you see him doing that?
Yes, I did see him moving the shelves.
And you said that you would observe him outside. When he was told to go outside, did he have the free option of coming back into the house?
No.
How would that work?
So if he was put outside, one of them would know that he's outside. One of my parents would know he's outside. And then if he got done with work, he'd come and wait for them to let him back inside.
Okay, would he be allowed to just come back in?
Not unless someone was watching him.
Okay. And are there times when he'd be locked out of being allowed back in the house?
Yes.
And then when he was let back in, would he then be able to relax around the house, or what would happen?
Not really. He'd either go to his room or just go somewhere to be monitored.
Okay. Now, in your house, did you eat meals with him regularly?
No.
Where would he be while you would be eating?
Most likely in his room.
And what about when you would get home from school? Would he be with you doing homework in the kitchen or the living room?
No, he did most of his homework in his room. I didn't see him very often.
You didn't see him very often out in around the house?
Around the house, yes.
Okay, so when you saw him, when he was home and you were home, for the most part, was he one of two places?
Yes.
And what are those two places?
Room or outside.
Were you allowed after school to come and go freely around the house?
Yes.
And your mom, was she around during those times of the day after school?
Yes.
She didn't work?
No.
Were there times that the defendant, Tim, in this case, was also around?
Yes.
In the house?
Yes.
Would he sometimes do stuff with either Pierce, you, or Nola? But after school, would Tim or Tracy do things with you all after school occasionally?
Maybe eat meals. I can't think of.
Okay, but Roman wasn't with you when that happened?
Not often.
Now, when you say not often, was there one or two times that he was out and allowed to eat meals?
He was sometimes. He sometimes was.
What
were
the other times he was there?
Not that enough that I can really recall.
Now, you, at that time, were you involved in any activities at school?
I was here in Florida. Yeah, yeah. I was a part of the marching band and band in general.
Were there some times that you had football games or things that were related to the marching band?
Yes.
Sometimes on those occasions did your brother come to the event?
Not that I can recall, but...
Where would he be during those?
If my parents were coming to the event, he might have been with him, or he might have been at home.
And when he was left home, alone, when your parents were at your event, was he allowed to be out freely in the house?
No.
So were there family events that you or Nola went to where your brother is left home alone at the house?
Yes.
Did you personally even get the opportunity to see him very often during those 6 weeks in Florida?
Very rarely, like passing outside maybe, or through the window.
Even when he was at home?
Yeah, so I would see him, like maybe he's moving yard work, I'd see him through my window, or maybe he did briefly come into the house for food or whatnot.
Now, was there a time in Florida where your brother ran away?
Yes.
And do you remember that happening?
Yes.
Was it over a weekend?
I believe so.
Okay, and did you end up staying at, what kind of happened when he was gone? Where were your parents?
So, I was left home alone. I believe Tracy was with Nola at a softball tournament, and Tim was, as far as I know, not present in the house.
Okay, so he's out of town, maybe?
Yes.
And you said Tracy left?
Yes.
Where did she go?
I believe she went with Nola to a softball.
Was that like in Jupiter around Palm Beach County or was it out of town?
I don't remember.
Okay. But were you home alone?
Yes.
While your brother was missing?
Yes.
Were you allowed to let him back in the house?
No.
If he came?
He, no.
Now, I want to talk for a second about another time frame. And Your Honor, now would be the appropriate time to read that instruction.
All right, so let you know my hand instruction. Law that I'll be reading at the time. The evidence to be reviewed on MF and YF concerning other crimes, role, or acts allegedly committed by the defendants will be considered by you for the limited purpose of proving motive, opportunity, intent, preparation, plan, knowledge, or corroborating the testimony of the EM, and you shall consider it only as it relates to those issues. However, the defendant is not on trial for a crime, wrong, or act that is not included in the information. You cannot convict the defendant for an offense he is not charged with. Instead, he can only be convicted of the crime for which he is charged.
Now, I want to talk with you about kind of the time frame in Florida. Prior to Florida, you said you lived in Arizona.
Correct.
Tell me about the house that you lived in Arizona. What city did you live in Arizona?
I lived in Tucson.
Okay, tell me about the house.
It was a one-story house.
How many bedrooms did it have? Tell me about that.
So there were four bedrooms.
And when you first lived there, who were the veterans assigned to?
So when we first initially moved there, it was Ronan, Nola, and myself.
And then did your parents have
that? Yeah, they had their master's bedroom.
Okay. So you said your sister, your brother, and you, you each had an individual bedroom?
Yes.
Okay. And was your brother's bedroom inside the house?
We're talking about Ronan?
Ronan.
Yes.
Okay. Now, how old approximately are you when you kind of first moved to Arizona?
I just finished the fifth grade, so I don't know what the age frame is.
Okay, so you're in about the fifth grade?
Yes.
And Ronan is younger than you?
Yes.
So he's in the third or fourth grade?
Yes.
At that time?
Oh, wait, no, moving?
When you first got to
Yes, we had just, yes, sorry.
So it, is it right to say that he was probably in the third or fourth grade?
Roughly.
At that point, elementary school?
Yes.
Okay. And Nola also in elementary school?
Yes.
Now, at that point you said that he had his own room?
Yes.
Yes. That room, was it like an ordinary regular room or was there anything different about it?
No, it was basically a mirror of Nola's room.
Okay. Could he go and come freely in that room?
Yes.
Okay. At some point, was there any kind of lock placed on that room?
There was a latch.
Tell me about that.
There was a little latch attached to the top of the door frame. It had a little pin keyhole thing.
So tell me, what does that mean for the person that's inside the room?
He couldn't come out.
Okay, so it could be latched from the outside?
Yes.
Did you see that there were times when he had a room in the house that it would be latched from the outside and he'd be locked in that room?
Can you?
Would he be locked in that room in Arizona?
Yes.
Does that room have a bathroom?
No.
Now, is there at some point a time where he no longer had a room in the house?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
When our youngest brother Pierce was born, they had a room built into the garage.
Okay. Tell me about the room that was built in the garage.
No windows. It looked kind of, it had no windows. It had an AC unit. Bed and sometimes a bucket, or sometimes his belongings were in there before they were taken out.
Tell me about that. Was there times, how would that happen?
So, like, about the items in his room being taken out. If he got in trouble, if something happened, they would get moved out all the way out of his room, or if he had like decorations, when he would get upset, he would take them off the walls.
Right. And when you say you would take, they would take everything out of the room, what would be left in the room?
His bed and a small desk where he would do homework.
Now, you mentioned that the room was built into the garage. Was that house the same as the Florida house? Like, was it all on one level or was it something different?
So the Arizona house?
The Arizona house.
It was all one floor. The garage, yes, had steps going down to it, but it was all one level.
Now, that room in Arizona, did it have a bathroom attached to it?
The tiny room?
Yeah.
No.
Did it have any windows?
No.
Did that room lock from the outside?
Yes.
Did that room have any kind of smell?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
It did not smell good.
How come?
He had his bucket in there, which he would use to go to the bathroom. And sometimes if he didn't have the bucket in there, it would just be on the floor.
Now, were there times in Arizona, like in Florida, where your brother would be in that room for long periods of time?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
It's roughly the same idea as the one here. When we did it in Florida, he got in trouble, get sent down to his room. But it's more of getting sent down to, more often he was getting sent to the room.
And then how long would he be in the room for? Would it be long periods of time?
It would be long periods of time. I can't say off the top of my head.
How long? Are we talking like all day?
Can I just say there were some days that I didn't really see him that often?
Yes. And so if you didn't see him that often, was he like not at the house or where was he?
He was in his room or again outside.
Okay. So was the situation in Arizona similar in that he spent a lot of time in the room by himself?
Yes.
If he wasn't in school, where was he most of the time?
Are we talking about in Arizona?
In Arizona.
In Arizona, outside doing yard work or in his room?
Now, we talked about in Florida, when he's outside doing yard work, he couldn't just come back in. Is that the same in Florida?
Yes.
What would happen? Like, what, where, would he just stand outside, or how would that work?
Yeah, so if he was doing yard work and he finished, he'd come stand outside and just wait, or one of them would go meet him outside. By them, I mean my parents.
Okay. Was he allowed to just come back in himself?
No.
Would the door be locked?
I can't.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. I don't want you to speculate. But was he allowed or freely able to come back in?
No, not without supervision.
Okay. Now, when he's outside, is he have under direct supervision there?
No, not all the time.
So he's just kind of out there by himself?
Yes.
And your parents, Tim and Tracy, are someplace else?
Yes.
Now, you said that was roughly around the time that your brother Pierce was born. Who ended up taking over your brother Ronan's room when Pierce was born?
Pierce took Ronan's room.
Okay, so that became the new baby's room.
Yes.
And you said that Pierce is now, how old do you think he was now? Around
4-ish, I want to say.
Okay. So was it approximately how many years do you think was the special room in Arizona? Just an estimate.
Oh, like how long
before you moved to Florida was he kept in that room?
So the one in Arizona?
The one in Arizona before you came to Florida.
I'd say Pierce was roughly two when we got here, so maybe more than a year.
So approximately 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Roughly.
Roughly.
That he's been in a room. That's not in the
before he came to Florida.
Yes.
Okay. And how old were you when you came to Florida?
So moving from Arizona to Florida.
How old were you?
So, oh wait. Oh, I'm sorry. I think I got confused. Wait.
It's okay. Take your time.
Okay. So when we moved to Arizona, yeah, I had just finished the fifth grade, and then when we moved back, I was in the middle of my sophomore year.
Okay, so you were in high school.
Yes.
When you came back to Florida.
Yes.
And your brother was in middle school.
Yes.
Now, we talked a lot about your brother being in the room in Arizona. Were there times where you were concerned about whether or not your brother was getting food or being fed right?
Yes.
What would you do when that happened?
If I saw there was a plate for him, sometimes I'd be able to take it and just write it down to him really quick. And otherwise, I really couldn't do anything.
And when you say you brought it down to him, where would you have to bring it down to?
To his room downstairs in the garage. This is Arizona, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so downstairs to his room there.
Are there times over the course of when you were living in Arizona that you ever saw your father, the defendant, be physically aggressive towards your brother?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
He would grab him by the back of the neck and just kind of haul him down to his room. That was the most common one that I saw.
Would you be able to see what was happening once they're down in the room?
Once they're in the room, no.
Would you be able to hear what is happening?
Yes.
Tell me what you heard.
I would hear him curse at him, yell at him.
I would hear him cursing him.
Sorry, I would hear Tim yell at Ronan.
And you hear him curse at Ronan?
Yes.
Okay. What else would you hear?
I would hear the sound of contact, so like slapping or hitting or something. And then I'd also hear my brother scream.
Okay. Now, during these interactions, are they is Tim, the defendant in this case, like rationally explaining or calmly explaining the change in behavior or what your brother did wrong?
No.
Is he angry?
Yes.
How can you tell that? Like, what made you think that he was angry?
It was really loud and it didn't really seem much like an explanation. It just felt like he was just shouting at him.
Was your brother in trouble with your parents or on punishment with your parents a lot of the time?
Yes.
Did it seem like he basically was always in trouble?
Yes.
Did it seem like even when he did things that were positive or appropriate, that was acknowledged?
Objection, speculation.
Based on what you saw.
Objection, I'm just telling the witness to wait before answering. Oh, the objection was that the night you prepared? Yes, Your Honor. All right, that objection to overrule. Did, based on what you saw, when your brother was acting in the way that your parents wanted or doing positive things, was that acknowledged?
Briefly.
Did it lead to like a change in his circumstances or improvement in how he was treated?
Briefly.
Okay, and when you say briefly, what do you mean by that?
It maybe went for a week or so, and then something else happened. He did something else. He got himself in trouble, and it would go back to the way it was.
Was the way that he got in trouble, to you, did it seem proportionate to what you knew he got in trouble for?
No.
Did it seem extreme?
Objection, yeah. Relevance, her opinion.
Sorry, did you hear that objection?
It was relevance, Your Honor.
Relevance as to her opinion.
All right, go ahead, Ms. Cope.
You can answer that.
Sir, can you repeat it?
Yeah, did the punishment seem appropriate or proportional to what he was doing?
No, no.
Did the majority of the things that he was punished for, the minor types of things?
From what I saw, yes.
Now, I want to talk about how your perception of in both Florida and Arizona.
Okay.
Did you ever feel a time that you were unsafe around your brother?
Unsafe as to?
Physical harm.
Like him harming me?
Yeah.
No.
No. Did you, at any time, did he ever threaten you or anything like that?
No.
Did you ever see him intentionally cause physical harm to any of your siblings?
No.
Or your parents?
No.
That's all the questions I have.
Good.
All right, that concludes the... All right, so that concludes the October 3rd. The October 4th, is that recording telling us it's ready? Okay, all right, so be another 10 minutes before the remaining part of the testimony is queued up. Mark, you may return the jurors to the jury room. All right, and everyone may be seated. Ms. Coakley, do we have the correct verdict form? Mark, can you let her in 10B to get the correct verdict form? Yeah. That'd be fine. It's 11:50, 51, so we'll likely start up about noontime. They want to eat lunch first. But are they going to eat now or after the replay? All right, so.
But I told them that it's going to be ready in 10 minutes, so they're aware that they got
it. All right, I'm going to step off then because I wanted to give you the verdict form to take back there.
Yes, sir.
I mean, if it's 5 minutes or so, I'll give him 15 minutes to eat lunch. All right, that's kind of what we'll do because it's going to be an hour. Yeah, Ms. Coakley's going to give you the verdict form. So when you get that, you can just run that into the jury room. And then when they're done and ready to come out and review the video, as long as the audio is ready, just text me and I'll come.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And we've taken all the evidence back, so they have the correct evidence.
Okay.
Thank you.
back on launch. Are they ready?
Sounds like it.
Okay, I'll call you. Better things, right?
Did you
right
need it back?
Yeah, she said she could wait a few minutes until if we want to.
Okay. You can find out where they're at.
I'll go to the back.
Are you guys ready?
There's more to come.
Kid in a Cage. Florida versus Timothy Ferriter from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Press subscribe now.